The truth, will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 5. We're going to be reading from verse 23 through the 29th verse, John chapter 5, verse 23 through 29. I'd love for you to open your Bibles, follow along with me if you would please, because we love to study the Word of God. Please that you follow along with me as we do that. And as we're studying the precious Word of God, I'd like to, before that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Love to hear from you. If you would like to write, why, you just add the same address, but put the box in box 43. Our box number is, again, 43, Parkview Bible Church, Hamilton, Illinois, 18th and Church Street, zip code is 62341, but box 43, please. I'd love to hear from you. Please write me a note. We always enjoy hearing that you're saved, you've been saved, maybe through the program or through your local church, and you're growing, you're enjoying the study of the Word of God, whatever it may be, please that you feel free to write us a note. Now that you've opened your Bibles, John chapter 5, we're going to begin reading with verse 23. It begins, I think I'm going to move up just a little bit. Let's begin with verse 21. John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickens them, so even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judged no man, but he hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word, and believes on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time. It is a precious, wonderful time that you've given us every time, whether we be with someone studying the Word of God or whether it be alone with you, Lord. It is precious. It is wonderful to have such an opportunity to have the Word of God available to us that we may freely study it, enjoy it, search your will through it by your sweet Holy Spirit that lives and abides in every believer. Thank you, Lord, that we have this wonderful opportunity to come to study the Word of God. I ask that you convict the heart of the lost. We're going to spend time this time and probably into the next time we come together. We will be looking very carefully at not only the two resurrections, but also, in addition, the two judgments. So please, Lord, that you will lead us now as we enjoy this time. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, I love to study the Word of God. I hope that you do the same. I hope that you take time every day to open your Word and to study your precious Word. And if you are not, you're missing a blessing if you do not enjoy studying the Word of God. We have looked last time we were together at the resurrections, the two different resurrections. We've looked at the two different judgments. And again, we're going to continue that because it does continue a little further into that area in today's study. Once again, I would like to read for you John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father that he honoreth not the Son. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father with which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that has sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into damn and condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, as we look at this just a little bit here, the reason I read so far into the 24th verse, if you've been around me long enough, you'll know that we do take much time in looking through the Word of God, and many times we'll get kind of stuck on one verse and won't get too much further than that. But today, as usual, we need to bring it together that we may look at each one of them, enjoy the time. And as we look at the past verses of Scripture, we have three testimonies here, three things that's very clear to us that we have in the Lord Jesus. And the first we'll look at is all the way back to verse 19. We have confirmed, and this is a little bit of review from last time, we have confirmed that Jesus is God. And you'll find that in verse 13. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he does, these doeth the Son likewise. Father and Son, Jesus is God. And we need to realize that there is nothing apart from those two. They are together, they are one. And as we enjoy looking through the Word of God, searching the Word of God for His will and for His way, it confirms repeatedly the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, which is all three God, one God, and yet three individual persons. Now we have that in verse 19, and if we look at verse 21 now, we also find that Jesus is the resurrection, and he has the power and the strength to raise the dead. I'll read verse 21 for you. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. So we know that the Son, the Lord Jesus, also has that power and strength, and it's given to him from the Father to raise the dead. And so Jesus is the resurrection. We need to know that he's not only our Savior, but he is our resurrection as well. And we'll continue with that in just a few moments. Verse 22 is the third one I'd like you to see before we continue. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. So not only is Jesus God in verse 19, also the Lord Jesus is the resurrection. He is has the power to raise the dead. But now also we find in verse 22 that Jesus is the judge. And so we have Jesus is God, Jesus is the resurrection, or has the power to raise the dead, and Jesus also is the judge. Now when you look over to verse 24, and that's the reason that we did that, we went that far with this, we wanted to see that verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word. Do you listen? Are you listening today? Do you realize that Jesus is saying, I am God, I have the power to raise the dead, and I'm going to be and am the judge. And he is saying, verily, verily, and as we talked about before, that's times to alert yourself. Be aware that Jesus is speaking clearly. I've used the words listen. Please listen, listen very carefully. I'm saying something to you, Jesus is saying here. Will you please listen? And I do this as I teach often. I want people to listen. I'll take my hand and I'll turn my ear, the end of side of my ear forwards, and so that you can, it identifies that I want you to listen very carefully. Are you paying attention? And I'll ask you the same thing today. Are you paying attention? Because he that hears my word, well, what word is he speaking of there? Of course, all the word of God, but also he's clearly speaking of just what he has told them. Are you listening? Will you listen now? You know, as I teach all different age groups, you want to be very careful, and I, especially the young children, I spend time in getting them settled down. So often in our Sunday school classes, our youth groups, our Christian schools seem to do this too today. They try to make everything fun. And in doing so, they do it with kind of a repetition and excitement, and that way, supposedly, that's drawing the children towards it and bringing them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I don't need any of those gimmicks. I just proclaim the Word of God. It's my purpose in teaching the Word of God. But I do take great time to see that they are listening. Because if they're talking to someone else, or if they're thinking of someone else, thinking about something else, they are not listening. And so I take time because I want them to listen. It's sad to say that you can't take that same strength and emphasis, and I try to with adults as you can with children, because I'll stop anywhere and I'll call them by name, I'll call them down, and I'll ask them a very clear question of what I just said or something I had just read, and instead of them being able to answer me, they can't, because you see, they weren't listening. Well, if Jesus would have asked here, if he would have asked, what if I just told you? Most of them probably could not have answered. And so today, if Jesus come right before you and ask you that same question, what have I just explained to you? Now, I don't care where you go to church. I don't care if you go to church. And you know that those two things I do care about. But not at this point. Right now, we have to take care of something else. And that is for you to listen. And so I want you to forget where you go to church. Forget that you do or don't go to church. I just want you to listen. I want you to listen very carefully. I want you to know that Jesus is God, not just a man that lived on earth that was a good man, a moral man. He is God. He took on the body of a man and came down here upon this earth for the purpose of dying to save us. But he is no less God. According to the 21st verse, Jesus has the power to raise the dead. And he is our resurrection. He has the power to raise the dead. And according to verse 22, Jesus has the strength, has the power, has the authority to judge. I want you to hear that, because that's going to make a big difference as we go down through these verses of Scripture. Now again, let's look at verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word. Did you hear those? Do you hear his word? And again, every word from Genesis to Revelation. But let's make it just a little bit clear. Let's listen to what Jesus is saying right now. And he's saying, I am God. I am the resurrection and life, and I'm going to be the judge. That's who I am. Now, right now, as he's speaking, he did not come to judge. He came to seek and to save those that are lost. So he came as a Savior. He's come as the Messiah. But there is going to be a time that he will be the judge. Let's look at the rest of the verses here in verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life, unto life. Now again, let's look at this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word. Now I want you right now to very clearly realize that Jesus is God. Creator of the world. Creator of the universe. He is God. Jesus has the power to raise the dead. Now we have a lot of cults and organizations and groups and different beliefs. But there has never been a man that's ever lived that's led any cult or any group or any religion that can claim, now he can claim, I suppose, but he cannot perform. He cannot raise the dead. Only the Lord Jesus has had the power to do that, and has the power to do that. Only Jesus. He is the only one. He is God. He has the power to raise the dead, and He is the judge. Look what we have if you'll listen to those words. Now, He's going to judge you if you do not come by faith to Him. Confess your sin. You know what Romans tells us. Let's just look it up for a second. Romans. We'll go to the 10th chapter. We can begin with the 9th verse. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why do we need to be saved? You can just go back into the same book, back to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you would go to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God commanded His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Go to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and you'll find the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, if you would return to Romans chapter 10, verses 9, it begins, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, as we're looking here, in verse 24 of chapter 5 of John, John chapter 5, verse 24, verily, verily, listen. Listen, I say unto you, he that hears my words, he said, he that hears my word and believes on Him that sent me hath everlasting life. Do you believe that I am God? Do you believe that I have the power to raise the dead? And do you believe that I also am and will be the judge? Because if you would think about what this is saying to you, that the Creator of this world has come down upon this earth to give you an opportunity to pass from death into life. And you ignore that opportunity. You reject Jesus. And He will be your judge. And He will be a fair judge. It's a judge that will condemn you eternally into the lake of fire. Not because of your name, your race, where you lived, where you didn't live. But it all comes to one, and that's your rejection of the Lord Jesus. Because He has come to save you. You've rejected the thought that you're lost, you've rejected the thought that you need a Savior, and you've rejected Jesus, who has come to seek and to save those that are lost, which is every one of us. Until you come to Jesus for salvation. Again the words, verily, verily, listen, listen, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Will you trust in the Lord Jesus? It begins again in verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. You see how the Lord Jesus looks at the person that is lost? You've heard me many, many times say that there is, you have no life. There is no life in you until you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, confessing your sin before Him, recognizing that you need a Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus. And all that is done, as I proclaim the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is working on your heart right now, working on your mind right now to show you that you're lost and you're a sinner. And He's also at the same time not just condemning you, but He's also giving you the path, the way, and that way is Jesus. And you should come to the Lord Jesus, trust in Him by faith, because we shall not see condemnation. We can go from death unto life. Let me read once again, and He tells us very clearly in verse 25, listen, listen, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. You see what the Word of God is telling us? Through the book of Revelation, it says, He that hath an ear, let him hear. Well, I'm asking the same thing today. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Now, I can say these words. I can tell these same words to my Sunday school class or to a group that I'm teaching the Word of God to, or to you as I proclaim it across the radio. As you listen to these words, are you hearing them? You say, of course I am, Larry. I've heard everything you said. That's not true. If you have not come to Jesus, if you're continuing to reject the Lord Jesus and not come by faith to Him, you are not listening. Because if you were truly listening to what I've been saying and reading out of the Word of God, your heart would be convicted and you would be on your knees right now asking Jesus to save you. Because you'd know you're lost, you'd know you need a Savior, and you'd know that Savior is Jesus. So there is a difference between just hearing the words and listening. And hear, when you get right down to it, he that hear shall live. Not just go in one ear and right out the other. And you know what I'm talking about. Especially you folks that have children. You know what I'm talking about. You can tell them something, and a minute later you can ask them, they never heard a thing you said. And yet they were sitting there listening, but they were paying no attention. They were thinking about something else. Well, that's probably where you're at today. You're thinking about something else. You're thinking about what you're going to do today, or what you did yesterday, or what you need to do tomorrow. You're thinking about something else. Well, let's get all those things out of your mind. And let's set our mind and our heart upon recognizing the beautiful words that the Lord Jesus is telling us here. That we can pass from death unto life. Now, let's go back to the 11th chapter of John. Just verses of Scripture that confirm what I'm telling you here. John chapter 11. We'll go to verse 25, John chapter 11, verse 25. We're talking about the raising of the dead. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, it's concerning Lazarus, and he was already in the grave. He was dead, and so Lazarus' sisters thought that Jesus was just too late. And if you've still got a breath, It's not too late for you. So I'm asking you very clearly to come to Jesus. But listen to this verse of Scripture. We'll back up just a little bit here. In verse 21, John chapter 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection the last day. She believed in the resurrection, didn't she? But she didn't understand quite what Jesus was saying. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Verse 24, 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She answered him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. We know later that he calls forth Lazarus, come forth, in verse 43, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with the grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, Loose him, and let him go. Verse 25, John 5:25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now Jesus here in John chapter 11 did raise a dead man. Lazarus was dead. But he raised him from the grave. That was a physical resurrection. Showed all the people, as verse 21 tells us, he has the power to raise the dead. So not only was it spoken of here in verse 6, it was shown in chapter 11. We have proof through the Word of God that what Jesus speaks is true, and so it has come to pass. But we need to understand that this is not only talking about a physical resurrection, but he also has the strength and the power to take care of a spiritual problem, because we are spiritually dead and we need to be spiritually raised from the dead. And that's what he's talking about here in verse 25 as well. Not only a physical resurrection, but also the spiritual resurrection. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I heard the voice of the Son of God. Oh, not audibly, but through my heart, through the study of the Word of God, reading through verses of Scripture similar to what we've just read back in Romans and many others, God convicted my heart. He made it very clear to me that I was dead in my sin and my trespasses, and I needed a Savior. And that Savior was Him, Jesus Christ. And He opened the door, I opened the door unto Him, and He came in and has been present in my heart ever since and forever will be. The joy of being a believer in the Lord Jesus, of being raised from the dead, oh, not physically, but spiritually. I was spiritually dead. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard His calling, and I come unto Him. Will you please, please listen? Listen, listen. He's calling you today. Please call unto Him. He's calling you. You come. Trust in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?